Hey, Nick, this is John over at Local Splash. How you doing there, sir?
What is this for? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah, this is John with Local Splash. We actually spoke a month ago in regards to possibly helping the business get on the first page of Google. I know you mentioned that you need a Google business profile to fix things like that.
Oh, so is this John?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, but it ended up changing my number finally.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah, if you check it out. Having trouble getting clients, though, to call. Not one has called since the last time we talked, and I apologize for that. And
Yeah, good. I'm glad your number came back on my desk, man. I was like, hey, let's check it in, because I always keep to my promises and everything like that. So I want to make sure to see if we can help, man. Let me look up your Google business profile right now. Let's make sure that right
so,
now.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to see if you see it, too, that it changed. And I just couldn't afford the – I was going to pay at the time, but now that no one's calling, and maybe you guys have some more influence, and you know, and then the people will start calling me again.
Well,
I think it's
first
because
thing,
I haven't been – sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, first thing is, how long ago did that number change? Like, was it like a month ago now, or how long ago?
Oh, it's been almost 3 weeks. Not
3 weeks?
One person installed.
That's surprising. I mean,
and
you have great reviews.
Because I'm
man.
So outdated because no one's called. I don't know if my new number is actually showing up, but, you know, my friends have checked it out, and it's like, okay, good. That'll save me money from going with you guys. And, well,
yeah, totally understandable.
Called, so.
Well, let me do this in incognito because right now you still show two different Google business profiles. I don't know if you saw that.
I'm showing two different ones?
Yes. Now, they both have the same phone number. Don't get me wrong. That's great. One has reviews, one doesn't. And that alone hurts you. You're like fighting against your own self. Seriously.
Right. Now how the hell do I get rid of that?
That can be a little tricky. Can you do this on your own? Sure, that can take some time. But that is something I have come across plenty of times with business owners, and we help that by far. That is the first thing that pops in my head saying, hey, listen, if you're not moving up in a ranking – all right, let me do this first. Let me take a look to see where you are in the ranking as well, too, if I typed in some keywords. So give me just a second. Because carpentry is part of your business name, though. So I mean, is there a specific type of service you want to always be found for, though, to be called upon?
I mean, just carpentry. I mean, I do decks
and
finished basements and floors, doors, windows, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I want to make sure it's not just getting you calls. Remember, we want to make sure we're earning your business by keeping you happy, getting you a good return on your investment. Paying for the, being able to just to pay for this is not enough, man. I'm even going to say that. You know, we want to make sure you're doing so well that you choose to be with every month. So let me put in this right now. I'm going to put in like deck install near me, okay? And then see what happens. All right. Of course, I'm going to breach the ad stuff, but deck install. You're literally number one on there, man. So that's really good. Okay.
Well, what the fuck? No one's calling.
Yeah. Let me make sure that that number is correct, though. That number is correct. Okay. And then let's try
983, right?
983-7379. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What the hell, then? Maybe just nobody likes me. I don't know what I did to somebody.
Nah, never the case. I could tell by right off the bat, it's definitely the double. But I just want to confirm some other things here. So let's just type in.
How do I get rid of that? I can do that personally myself, couldn't I?
Yeah. I'll get to that in just a second. Yeah, let's see. Carpentry, you're looking good there too. What's going on here, man?
Nobody likes me. Which is weird. I have a huge client now, and I've been doing a lot of business with her. Mm-hmm. I get some stuff from next door, but that's a joke. That's like Craigslist, in my opinion.
I was going to say, all right, I'm glad you said that, not me, because I don't want to talk about another company rate like that, but at the same time, it's
you should,
I mean,
John.
The type of clientele is important, right? That shows what kind of type of profits you're going to make, you know? Is it worth giving your time? Because time is money, too, right? So there you go.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to say very first thing is the double Google business profile. You need to, how can you do this yourself? You need to get a hold of someone through Google. You know that process. And
that ain't gonna happen.
Right. And then from there, you're going to say, hey, listen, I would like to keep this one up with the reviews. Take away the other one. Close it down.
Yeah, I think I can actually go on the website and, like, hey, I manage this one. Delete this one.
Right.
Usually, from what I saw with all that frustration, you know, 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, but at least that is number one case for that. Number two thing is, and I'm going to say this, you know, nicely too, because, I mean, you have great reviews. You've been around for a while, man. The type of clientele you want to have call in goes off of and weeds out the lower profitable ones with a website. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's just my personal opinion. I got to make sure I say that. It's not coming from Local Splash because it's the same thing. I mean, I consult businesses for a side, you know, for martial arts. It's like saying, hey, listen, I'm going to advertise for, I don't know, MMA fighters, but then all of a sudden I'm trained when they actually come in, I'm not training for that. I'm only teaching them self-defense for self-confidence. It's like, that's not what your advertisement showed, right? And I don't want to teach those people. That's not my type of clients. Same thing when you're coming with your customers are calling in, you don't want just a bombard of calls because it could be pretty broad, right? Carpenter work is a ton of different things right off the bat.
Right.
But if they look at your website and say, let me see what type of work he does. Man, this guy does extravagant work. He does really good. I'm not sure if this is going to be the right fit for me. It weeds those eyes out, right? Where it's like, okay, I only need a small job. I don't need something big. When you got these guys that are calling in, looking at your website, seeing your work, seeing the quality of your work, you have to get a way to schedule something, a way to call you, contact you. Bam, now you got your right customer. You see what I'm saying? So how about this? I mean, last time we spoke, we talked about pricing and everything, what this includes. I mean, you got Facebook target marketing ads and then also fixing your Google business profile. I'm going to say profiles, okay?
Right, yeah, you're that butter.
I will – here, I don't believe we did talk about website last time, so that's on me. How about this? Nick, if we can get everything going, same price, $249 once a month with a one-time setup fee for your programming of $99. I'll throw in the website completely included in your package. So for the life of you being with us, you won't pay for a website either. And I'm telling you right now, take it. Like that website, we usually, you could call my bluff on our website itself. We usually charge $2,500 for an upfront fee on website.
So when did we get started though?
When did we get started?
What did you get started?
Oh, to get started, okay, gotcha. So today would be $348. That covers for your whole month, and that's already including your target marketing ads for Facebook. It's including your website, cleaning up your Google business profile.
And I find that it's not been cost effective. I can cancel you sons of bitches whenever I want. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir. I'm going to read this verbatim for you because we actually do a voice verification we call where everything is recorded, and I'm going to read this verbatim, okay? You may discontinue your agreement. Yeah, go ahead.
What we're going to do is that after this deck's out, so I'm thinking Thursday.
Okay.
That we can sign this up. Like I said, you know I was tight with money, and I still haven't lied to you since.
I know.
So,
yeah. I know.
But I would like to go forward and see if I can get more clientele because I don't seem to be getting it, and then just give you guys a shot.
All right.
And that's kind of my idea of what I'd like to do. And no, that's not a blow-off fucking line either.
No, I know you, man. You always pick up and you're always being honest with me and straightforward. And that's why I appreciate it. As soon as I saw your number, I was like, I'm calling you, man. I'm not letting no one else call you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I want to make
sure. Things are going good. Like I said, I landed well with this huge client in Beverly Hills, Michigan. I don't know where you're from.
Yeah, no. I'm not in the area, but I'm familiar with the area, actually.
Okay, well, you know, Beverly Hills is the same thing. This is where the first of Beverly Hills was.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Most people don't know that. They're like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. All right.
So I got lucky with that. So like I said, I've been trying to take care of shit. And then, like I said, that number got fixed. And then I just kind of forgot about you.
All good, man.
So
hey, listen,
let's try, you took care of what you needed to.
So I get it. Like, I get that. But all right. So Thursday, I'll give you a call. What time would work best for you, though?
Probably latest in the day. Well, actually, I don't think it matters. I'm trying to finish it up, so I'm trying to get paid from it and whatnot, so I'm just going to keep going. So hopefully Thursday. So just late Thursday, whenever.
Okay. All right.
And that way I can give you a guideline of what I want to do.
Yeah. And I think Thursday's a good date in general because we don't do same-day onboarding, right, where our team introduces themselves to you that make the magic happen, right? They'll go over a website.
No, which is
fine.
I know it's going to take a couple of days, and it's not a big deal. But like I said, at least I can give you an idea of what I'm thinking.
Yes. Okay.
Like I said, I do need to invest a little bit, and one job covers this cost.
Yeah, exactly.
One job. And depending on the job, you know, if I get to put a window in, then, yeah, okay, I broke even. But.
Okay, and that's not what we want, though. Again, we want quality over quantity. How about this? I'll give you a call on Thursday around, like, 5 p.m., or actually around 6, later or better?
Yeah.
What do you think?
And then I can post pictures as well, and then you guys can take those, right? Because after I build this deck, 100%. After I'm almost done, that way we can put this beautiful deck on. They're like, oh, shit, this motherfucker's for real. And we say, yeah, he did it in Beverly Hills, Michigan. He did the full track. It was a $28,000 job.
Yeah. All right.
And that's really good for the resume.
All right. Well, let's do this then. I'm going to tell you right now, just to reassure you on your question there, if you're a hands-on type of guy, you're more than welcome to do it yourself, but our team is there to do it for you, man. We make it a very easy process.
I don't want to do that shit.
I kind of figure, well, I'll put it this way. If you're paying for a service for us to help you, utilize us, you know?
Right.
So there you go. Let you focus on the job at hand, make some money, let us do the back end of things to make sure those calls keep coming through for you, you know?
Right.
Yes, sir.
So, okay. Then let's just run that and then go from there, and then we'll figure it out.
All right, sounds good. I'll give you a call around like 6 o'clock on Thursday. We'll rock and roll, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me back. So hopefully we can make something work this time and invest a little bit more in the company now that I've got some shit taken care of.
Well, yeah. And I'm glad I called. And then also, we're going to give you more value for your dollar, though. You've been going through a process.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that, you know?
Oh, I've been going through it. Broke as shit and then trying to deal with Google. No one called me from Google. Can't change anything. And then I shit you not. Do you know how I got picked, by the way?
Wow.
A customer that I was talking to, I just met the lady, and she's like, I can fix that right now. I do 1,000. She used to do something with, you know, I don't know, marketing with other companies. And she's like, I've done 1,000 reviews. She's like, I'll change it right now. Bullshit. He puts my number in as a recommendation. They change it in under 5 minutes, John, and I shit you not. That was the day you called me.
Really?
That's when I got distracted. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's
my
when
God.
She changed it, and that's the day we were supposed to do business. And that's when it changed because I was selling something to her off Marketplace.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. And now, ever since, it has changed.
Wow. And it's sad that it comes down to that point, though, where you're going through headaches and calls and waiting, trying to get a hold of some Google, and it's something so easy to fix, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but at least that got fixed. Now I got to make sure that people are finding you so that they can call you, you know, and get right in the right
people. Yeah, they're not. So that's
rock and roll.
That's something that's going to happen here, so.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll go from there, and like I said, hopefully if everything goes my way with this deck and we finish it out and we can do something.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'll talk to you then, all right?
So.
You stay safe until then.
John, I appreciate it, sir. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. Take care, man.
Yep. Bye-bye.